It's First Time Caller Day on Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
It is First Time Callers, so start lining up, folks. If you've never been on the show with us, today could be your day.
So First Time Callers only today. Now, we're going to ask three questions each.
The quack of a duck does not produce an echo. Is that true or false?
That falls under the category of it's just wrong.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. First-time callers only today, as you just heard us say. So if you've never got on the program before and you want to ask or answer or both, we prefer that you do both. Ask a trivia and answer one of ours. We welcome your phone calls. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
J.J. Jasper.
Great to be here. Fellow woke up very early this morning. It was still dark. The man said, I may go running this morning, and I may win the lottery today. The odds of either of those happening are the same. I think we've all been there.
We've all had days like that.
Yeah. Hey, what's the phone number, Ian?
The phone number to call if you want to get on the show. Again, this is first-time callers only, which means if you have never been on the air with us for Trivia Friday, you call in. You might get on with us. The number to call is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody, to American Family Radio. If you want to watch this show, there are three ways. First, we have our own video streaming service that we provide called Streaming. Here's the website, streaming.afa.net. streaming.afa.net, or you can go to Facebook Live, Today's Issues. You can check us out there. And then we have YouTube. Just type in, you go to YouTube, type in Today's Issues. What is it, Brent?
Live.
I forget it. Live.
Today's issues live stream.
So if you type in Today's Issues dead stream, we don't know where you're going to end up, okay? Probably not good. But Today's Issues live stream for the YouTube.
We're also
channel.
On... streaming on Twitter.
Oh, we are now?
American Family Radio on Twitter.
It's called X now, right?
Yes.
We'll always call it Twitter. But
right.
It's called, what do you type in there?
American Family Radio.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. I guess we're ready to give our questions.
Well,
fellas.
One of our mystery questions. One of
One
of these original nine is a mystery question. You don't know which one it is, but if you happen to land on it correctly, you'll hear this sound. That
yes.
means you
love
the
cowbell.
You're going to win a nice stainless steel travel mug, AFR travel mug.
Yes, I don't know. Is this trick getting old? Me balancing it on my head.
You know I think you ought to.
I'm
going to
do
it
one more time.
I'd skip it and then let the anticipation build for a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And then you show it to him again, and then you know.
Okay.
And then you might want to up the ante and come in here with stilts. And have it on your head while you're on stilts.
or ride around on a unicycle.
I like the way you
or
think,
or a pogo
Ed.
Stick.
Or a pogo stick.
A pogo stick?
Pogo stick.
Yeah. All right. So we are ready to
We're
go.
We're ready to go.
Go ahead.
Ready to go. All right. Oh, by the way, you need to be 11 years old or older
right.
to be on the air with us. That's what we ask folks to observe. All right. Here are my three questions. First, I do want to apologize. Last week, I had a question about the first Gentile convert in the book of Acts, and somebody called in with a different answer. And apparently, there is some question. I've always been taught that Cornelius, who was a Roman soldier, was the first Gentile convert. Some people think it might have been the Ethiopian eunuch or even Simon Magus or Magus.
Open to a little bit
of interpretation. So
that did separate the Presbyterians from the Pentecostals.
Yes, that's right. It was a big split.
It was a big split
last century,
back in the 16th century.
Oh, yeah, that's
middle,
right.
Middle of the 16th century.
Yeah, so.
I mean, read your church history.
Yes. That's right, which I'm going to do tonight, Friday night.
Please read your church history.
Friday night's when I always read a little church history by candlelight. You know? All right, here are my three questions. And I'll start off with a Bible question, so I hope I get this one right. Only one of Jesus' disciples accompanied him all the way to the crucifixion. Which disciple was it? Only one of Jesus' disciples accompanied him all the way to the crucifixion. Which disciple was it? Second question. Most people think the birthplace of the motion picture industry was in Hollywood, but it's actually in New Jersey. Is that true or false? Most people think that the birthplace of the motion picture industry was in Hollywood, but it's actually in New Jersey. Is that true or false? And then what state has the motto, Old Line State? What state has the motto, Old Line State?
So you're talking, we're having some fun with the different interpretation and all that. You know, I've got a joke for every single topic.
Yeah.
There was along those lines, there was a monk, and he was in the basement of the monastery going over these, you know, thousand-year-old documents with original Greek and Hebrew, and all of a sudden, echoing all over the monastery, you heard him wailing and said, "Oh no, the word was celebrate."
Oh,
might have
wow.
to really think about that one.
That's going to hit some people.
That's
later
right.
On
They're going to sit up in bed and say, "I got that."
But the
priest, monks. The original monks, word, celebrate.
The monks will never know. They don't listen to radio.
Hey, here's what I've got. Here's what I've got. First question. The period of Judges, thinking about in the scripture, the book of Judges, you had Deborah, Gideon. Who was Israel's last judge? That's my question. Who was Israel's last judge? Second question, what river forms most of the border between Georgia and Alabama? What river forms most of the border between Georgia and Alabama?
Georgia and Alabama River? Really? I mean, that's
yeah, that's the river is what's most of the border. And then, March Madness. So here's my question. Name three of the top five winners of the NCAA Men's Basketball Championships. Now, I know Tim Wildman.
From any year, you mean?
No, all-time winners. Which basketball teams have the most national championships? But thinking about Tim and you, Ed, one of our co-workers, Drew, he knows sports like you guys. When I pitched that to him, I said, I want to know three of the top five all-time winners of the all-time championships. He said, okay. He said, now do you want the years too?
Oh, man.
he's like you guys. So that's my three college basketball teams with the most national championships. All I want is three out of the top five. Now, I will say this. In the number four slot, it's a three-way tie, so that actually gives you three out of seven.
Yeah.
And it's teams that you know that just keep winding up in the final four year after year.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, what are the three – this is spring is here, right?
It's okay. Very close.
Spring is sprung. And so people are looking forward to getting out in their yards and gardens and flower beds and all that.
Some people are.
Some people, yes.
And
duly noted.
Those of you sneezing with red eyes, here's something for you. No pollen formed against you shall prosper. Claritin 316.
He really does have a joke for every.
Yes.
Yes. Every topic, every occasion.
That joke Rolodex spins around. He comes up with, JJ comes up with something. Every moment. All right, so here we go. I want the three most sold flowers in the U.S. I'm talking about.
Oh, that's good.
Not for funerals or celebrations necessarily, but I'm talking about to put in your yard, your flower bed, whatever.
Oh, okay, good.
The three most sold flowers in the U.S. And number two, did Elvis Presley not perform outside of the U.S. or Canada, U.S. and Canada? He never performed outside of the U.S., and I think only had one or two dates in Canada, even though he was a worldwide sensation. Hmm. Why was that?
Here's the deal.
What was the reason for that?
He was only able to say thank you thank you very much in English. You couldn't do that in French or German or anything else. And you, when you're limited in that way, it keeps you from having a worldwide tour.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right. So anyway, I have my question. This is a American geographical question.
All right.
I have a lot. And in honor of our native Kentuckian here, J.J. Jasper, what states does Kentucky border?
Oh, good question.
I had Pennsylvania a few weeks ago, but what states do Kentucky border? Without looking it up. If you can do it without looking it up, I'll send you an AFR stainless steel travel mug.
Wow,
right
there. That's
now
good.
They can look it up and answer it. They just wouldn't win the cup.
They wouldn't win the cup. That's right, and it's a stainless steel.
Oh, that's a big deal.
It's a silver cup. It's a silver cup.
Yes.
You're going to win the silver cup. You hear what I'm saying?
That's right.
Hey, guys, let me pause. We have some 8 Days of Hope volunteers outside of our window there. They're waving. And I was on location. John Riley was there all week. But I was on location and met people from New York, Kentucky, Pennsylvania. I'd see a bunch of young people, and they'd have cowboy hats on. I said, where are you guys from? Texas. I said, who knew?
Yeah.
And I mean, they were from 35 states, even Canada, 1,800 people in Amory, Mississippi with 8 Days of Hope, 20. What a wonderful ministry. Pray for them as they're finishing up with safety and then safety as they return home.
Amen.
Amen. Go to the phones.
All right, let's go to Tennessee. And Barry is on the line. Barry, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, Barry.
Thank you so much. Yes, sir.
Is that Barry or Berry?
Barry.
Okay, because I knew a guy named Barry.
Really?
Yeah, his first name was Straw.
I
just came up with that.
Barry, I apologize for that. You didn't
they called him
that.
Straw.
You didn't deserve that on a Friday.
I'm sorry, Barry. I'm sorry.
that's quite okay.
Where do you live in Tennessee, Barry?
A little town called New Johnsonville, right on the Tennessee River.
Well, that's very specific.
That's
just gonna.
It is. It's very.
You're making fun of me.
Yes.
For being corny.
It's catchy. Huh? It's just catchy.
Okay.
All right.
You have to do the father jokes.
The what?
The father jokes. The dad jokes.
You know? Oh yeah, that's right.
Dad jokes.
Got to throw a few of those in.
Yeah, you said father jokes. That sophistication threw me off as the king of dad jokes.
All right.
That's exactly right.
Barry, you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
May I do both, please?
You sure may. Which one you want to answer?
The Old Line State, please.
Oh, okay. What state has the motto, Old Line State?
That would be Maryland.
Maryland, really? That is correct.
Old Line. You have any backstory?
Yeah, it earned the nickname in the American Revolution because the state's regiments of regulars achieved a reputation as the saviors of the Continental Army in the cause of independence.
They were holding the line.
Holding the line.
Wow.
So how did you know that, Barry? Did you look that up or did you just...
I have a friend that makes goose calls. I'm in the duck call business, and how I happened to get in this, I work for a Jewish carpenter, and I almost died in 2015 from Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and the Lord gave me this business. I make duck calls. So y'all are the official radio station of this company.
Oh,
wow.
All right. Well, we're honored.
Yes, we are.
Now, with you making duck calls, I just have to ask, is your beard 2 feet long or 2.5 feet long? Because there's the Phil and all the rest, they've kind of, Uncle Si, they kind of got a standard for you guys now.
They have set that standard, but my wife will not let me adhere to that standard.
Your wife has a different standard. We all us married men know what that means.
Yes. Now, my beard is trimmed, and it's showing very wise things.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, Barry, you didn't ask for this. The duck calls. How can people give us a website if people are interested?
Now, he's
goose calls.
Yeah.
Well, I make duck calls. My friend in Maryland makes goose calls.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to look me up on Facebook or Instagram, that would be Orange Feet Custom Calls. I greatly appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, that's a
orange feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of
you make
duck calls.
Duck calls.
Duck calls. And the guys in the Robertsons make
duck calls.
Okay. They make, there's There's different types of frame duck calls. I make a J frame, and Robertson, they make a Louisiana style call. There's different style of duck calls.
So you make what kind?
J frame, Arkansas style duck calls.
Sure.
I just recently
what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's laughing like I don't know what I'm talking about. He laughed right at my face. Hey, Barry, you got one of those. You got one of your duck calls right in front of you,
Andy. We'd like to hear.
I do. Yes, yeah, I'm in the shop.
Let's hear one.
Let's play a tune.
We'll do a couple. Do a couple of different ones that you'd bring up, right, like those in a bad mood. Somebody, one of them wounded or in distress.
Go ahead.
I'll do a greeter. I tell people when I teach people how to blow a duck call, I'll say this is a greeter, and then I'll ask them, how does Jesus greet us? And that's John 3:16. He loves us. So here's a greeter. Now then I'll go to like a feed call, which I go Revelation 3:20. Behold, Jesus is standing at your door, and if you open it, he'll feed you. He'll come in and be your friend. And here's a feed call.
Wow, that sounds realistic.
That's cool.
You know what, Barry?
Thank you, Barry. My son would love you. Yes. My sons, they duck hunt every once in a while. Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I just invested here recently in a company that makes deer calls. So, what do you think?
I think that's actually illegal.
Well, and he does it at night when he's spotlighting deer. Yeah.
All right, Barry, ask, answer, or both.
Well, he already answered.
All right, what do you want to ask? Ask.
Oh, yes. The program heretofore.
There we go.
Nice.
I was kind of disappointed y'all didn't have a World War II question, but here's my question to y'all. General George S. Patton was a second cousin to this famous Marine. Who was he?
George Patton. General George Patton was a what now? To what now?
Second cousin.
To this famous Marine?
Yes.
All right. I'm just going to guess. I don't really know. And Tim and JJ may have different guesses. I'm going to say Chesty Puller.
I'll say Audie Murphy.
Maybe. Audie Murphy?
I'm going to go with Ed on the Chesty Puller.
That's an absolute guess. I don't know. So
what's the answer, Lewis, Barry?
Lewis Burwell Puller, also known as Chesty Puller. Very
Way
good.
Way to go, guys.
Way to go. That was Ed. Way to go.
It was a guess.
I was going to guess
Gomer Pyle. Gomer Pyle.
Yeah, but I thought that was a reach.
That's right. Yeah, you got a little closer to dead center.
Anyway.
Hey, Barry, have a good weekend and there in Tennessee, and the Lord bless you. Thank you for the way you love the Lord and evangelical and giving God all the glory with your company there. Lord bless Barry and his business and everything.
I don't hunt ducks or I'll hunt food in the refrigerator when I, get hungry, but I didn't realize there were different calls for ducks like that, feed call and all that.
I was privileged to hear Phil last year. It's the first time I ever heard him, and he did a pregnancy center thing, and he had a bunch of calls hanging around his neck, and he did similar. He just, here's one call, here's another. It was amazing how realistic. I'm not a duck hunter, but is how realistic it sounded.
Yeah.
Many ducks have callings on their life.
And they need to fulfill those callings.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that's right.
All right,
we go to Michigan, and Jim is on the line. Jim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys, I'm honored.
Well, hey, Brother Jim, thanks for calling, man. Where do you live in Michigan?
Comstock Park. It's a suburb of Grand Rapids, Gerald Ford Town.
Yes, sir. All right, well, one of my best friends is from Grand Rapids, lives here now, but I've got a really good friend in Fremont, if you know where that is.
Oh, yeah, I used to work out of Fremont some.
I flew into Grand Rapids, and boy, they have Gerald Ford stuff everywhere. The airport is almost a memorial to him. What a incredible athlete,
yes,
and a politician and statesman.
All right, Jim, ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
All right, which one you want to answer?
I'll do the NCAA one, seeing how we're at March Madness time.
Okay. Here we go, Jim. Here's what I need. I'm looking for the college basketball teams with the most national championships. Of course, talking about Division I, NCAA men's basketball. Only 15 teams have won multiple national championships. You just give me three out of the top five.
I'll say UCLA, Duke, and North Carolina.
UCLA, number one with 11. Thank you, Coach Wooden. And what was
Wooden.
The, Wooden, what was the next one you said?
Wasn't it?
Duke.
Duke is on there.
And North Carolina.
And North Carolina is number three, and Duke number four, and also tied for number four, guys. Tell me who else.
Kentucky Wildcats.
I was going to say Kentucky.
Kentucky's number two. And then in the number four slot is Duke, Indiana, and UConn. No surprise there. Tied. Number five, Kansas. They show up year after year in Sweet 16, Final Four.
Right.
So yeah. Yep. Hey, you got it right. Way to go,
Way
buddy.
Way to go.
Jim, what's your question?
Thanks.
What's your question for us?
There is a sport where the defense has the ball. Do you know what sport that is?
Shuffleboard is comes to mind.
Shuffleboard.
That's right off the top of my head.
It's a big team sport, shuffleboard.
Well, let's think what other sports are on.
All right, don't say anything. Don't
so
say
we can narrow it down. Yeah.
Don't say anything, Jim. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. I don't know anything about rugby. What is rugby a sport that has the defense has the ball? They have a ball.
I just know that football players cry when they play rugby.
That's want a man's sport.
You want a man's
gladiator.
Sport? Medieval.
That's right.
Okay. It's
all right. We don't know, so let's go with Ed's guess. Is it rugby?
No, it's baseball.
Oh my goodness!
Well, you got it. You know,
that's
listen. I'm not gonna hold on just a second here because I don't want
to. He's not gonna go down.
I don't want to offend you two guys because we need to work together for a long time, hopefully. But y'all didn't even give me a chance to think about that.
Wait, you said
shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard.
But that was just one guess off the top of my head. If you'd give me
you going to guess baseball?
If you'd give me 30 seconds, I probably could have come up with that.
You were not going to guess.
I don't know why, baseball. But I would never have come up with baseball. But that's true.
Isn't it? It's a good trivia question when your family gets together. I have never been on the show. I've waited for years to give that question to you. I'm just so pleased you didn't get it.
Well, Jim, I'm glad you made it.
Did you stop the professor?
Now, when you think of oddities like that with Jim saying, they say there's a sport that nobody knows who's winning till it's over. That's boxing. Then the sport that has more referees than anybody, immediately you think.
You should not be giving these
away.
No,
I have questions. Over the years. But you think, who has more refs than anybody? You're thinking, okay, the umpires, football, but it's tennis. You have more of those linemen, more of the people for tennis than you do any other sport. Maybe it's per players. Hey, Jim, that's great, buddy. Thank you for listening to AFR. You have a great weekend.
I don't know what
about
that question,
having the ball.
But I just would not have thought of that.
The defense has the ball, yeah. I would have got that. I would have.
Well, from now on, JJ and I will wait.
We'll play some bumper music.
If I look over at you, I got that gleam in my eye, then you'll know I'm about to get it. Okay.
The gleam. Right. We'll look for the gleam, brother.
Gleam, isn't that like a toothpaste or something too?
There is a toothpaste called Gleam.
I don't think it's Gleam. I think it's something else. You got Crest.
There used to be. There used
and another
to be Gleam.
One called. Oh, was there Gleam?
There used to be.
Gleam.
Where are y'all shopping?
Gleam was popular back in the 70s, wasn't it, Ed?
And I used to use it in my hair.
I think
JJ's family were uppity.
Yeah,
they had Crest. Yes, right. We'll be back momentarily and reset our questions here on Trivia Friday.
According to a recent report,
Planned Parenthood continues to rake in billions despite dwindling clients. The biggest takeaway here is that Planned Parenthood is generating vast profits, including millions in taxpayer funding. And preborn, that's you and me, are stealing their clientele, meaning the babies they are trying to kill. Preborn operates on a very slim budget as they rescue over 200 babies' lives every day, and they receive no government funding. Preborn's network of clinics are situated in the darkest corners, competing head-to-head with the abortion giants, and they need our help now more than ever. When you donate $28 to Preborn, you will offer a free ultrasound to an expectant mother caught in crisis. Once she hears that heartbeat and sees that precious life, her baby's chance at life doubles. Please sponsor a precious baby's life. Your tax-deductible gift will go directly towards saving babies' lives, so please be generous. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Just dial pound 250 and say the keyword baby. That's pound 250, baby, or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
All right, that's the theme from Little House on the Prairie. Very popular show back in the 70s. Is still on TV. It's a Hallmark channel, I think, a Hallmark Family channel or something like that. Because Allison, my wife, and I were watching it with our grandchildren the other day.
It's a great show.
Yeah, Little House on the Prairie, just a great show. And
JJ, my daughter Tegan, she binge watches it. She got turned onto it, and now she can't stop. She watches it.
You watch the kids on that thing grow up.
I mean, right.
Because it was on for a long time.
Well, the wholesome values and, you know, family, God, country, it's all in there.
Well, now, aren't you going to speak on the prairie somewhere? Where are you up? At some little church on the prairie.
I'm going to be home on the range.
I like that. Well, that was JJ's well played.
That's a good transition, wasn't
it? Yes, it was. We call that a segue in radio. Hey, next Thursday night and next Saturday night, I have some opportunities next Thursday night. Stand-up comedy at Hillcrest Baptist Church in New Albany, Mississippi, a free event. It's to benefit First Choice Center for Women. And then next Saturday night.
It's free, but it's going to benefit somebody?
Well, we're going to take a love offering, receive a love offering.
You're going to take it or receive it?
Receive it. How about that?
Yeah.
And then a free event.
Tough crowd.
Dessert afterwards, yes. And then I've been telling you about this one. Next Saturday night, I'm going to be in Mason City, Iowa, at the North Iowa Area Community College. And that benefit is for North Iowa Christian School. I was there 9 years ago. I told you guys it was like January or February. It's the first time that I saw ice fishing out there on the lake coming from Minneapolis, St. Paul to Mason City. But I can't wait. It was standing room only 9 years ago, and they've sold over 600 tickets.
Hey, we have four folks from Iowa
we just
watching
met some
the
people
show
from Iowa.
Yeah, they're here helping with 8 Days of Hope. All right, let's repeat our questions, guys.
All right, I will add a question. I've had one answered. First question: only one of Jesus's disciples accompanied him all the way to the crucifixion. Which disciple was it? Mm-hmm. Second question: most people think the birthplace of the motion picture industry was in Hollywood, but it's actually in New Jersey. Is that true or false? And then third question, I'm going to make this a multiple choice. Okay. What is the fastest bird on earth? We're talking flying. What is the fastest bird on earth? Is it the golden eagle, the spur-winged goose, the peregrine falcon, or the red-tailed hawk? The fastest bird on the earth. Yeah.
You need those last three words in the question?
What is the fastest bird?
Our last two words. Yes, this is Tim being a smart aleck, but I'm making a point. Yes. Do you need the last two words in your question? Would be my
all I'm going to say to you, Tim, is shuffleboard. That's what I'm going to say. Okay, just shuffleboard. Well, I understand your question. You're technically right.
Ask the question without the last
bird.
That's all you need.
On Earth,
you need to save your oxygen.
Yes,
you're going to need it down the road.
Yes, that's right.
I can live an extra couple of days in the nursing home. That's what I can do. Thanks.
All right, here's what I've got. First question, thinking about the book of Judges, the period of Judges in the Bible, my question is, who was Israel's last judge? Who was Israel's last judge?
You don't need the last two words in that question.
Who was Israel's last judge on earth?
I'm just kidding with you.
Second question, what river forms most of the border between Georgia and Alabama? What river forms most of the border between Georgia and Alabama? Then I'll add one, true or false. True or false, a soccer ball was used in basketball until 1929. Is that true or false? A soccer ball was actually used in basketball until 1929. True or false?
All right, my three questions. Number one is, what are the top three most sold flowers in the U.S.? You go to your nursery or wherever you go to buy your flowers to put in your garden or your yard.
Your garden on earth.
Yes, thank you, Ed.
You got self-rising, so we'll start with that one. I think that's Golden Seal, or I don't remember the exact
Martha
brand.
Martha White.
Yeah. Self-rising flower.
Yeah. I'm not talking about them kind of flowers. I'm talking about the kind you put in your garden. That kind of flower. So there you go. The top three selling flowers in the U.S. Number two, what states border Kentucky? And if you can tell me what states border Kentucky, and you don't even have to look it up, we'll send you an AFR stainless steel travel mug right to your home address.
And if you can tell how many revenuers there are per state that join. Oh, never mind. I'm sorry. I just got triggered.
All right. Number three, why did Elvis Presley not perform outside of the U.S. or Canada, even though he was world famous and popular everywhere? Why did Elvis Presley not ever perform anywhere outside the U.S. except for Canada, I think one or two times? Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, folks, we're just reminding you it is first-time callers only today. First-time callers only. We go next to West Virginia and Jeremiah. Jeremiah is on the line. Jeremiah, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thanks for having me.
Are you a prophet, Jeremiah?
No.
Okay.
Tim and his wife, Allison, they go through the Bible, they listen to it, and they're in Jeremiah now, and it just seems like it's never going to end.
Yeah, Jeremiah. Ask, answer, or what, Jeremiah?
I will do both.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
The one about the Kentucky states.
Here we go.
Okay, all right. And by the way, where do you live in West Virginia?
Elkins. Randolph County.
Okay. Elkins, West Virginia. Jeremiah calls in, and he wants to answer the question. What are the states that border Kentucky? Did you look this up, or do you know it in memory?
I know it.
All right,
Tennessee, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois.
Tell me again what you said now. What now?
Tennessee, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois.
Good guess.
In West Virginia.
Okay, in West Virginia. Yeah, good guess. Indiana's not in there. Excuse me. Indiana is in there. So you're correct. How many did you give total, Jeremiah?
He gave five, I think, when he added West Virginia. Go over it again, and then check them off.
Yeah, this is my fault. I'm 61 now. I'm not as sharp as I used to be. Say it real slow.
So you, West Virginia, Tennessee, Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois.
Okay, you're missing. You're missing some.
A couple.
Yeah. But anyway, good guess. Those you listed do border Kentucky. That is correct, but you're missing. You want to. I'm going to give you one more chance. You want to finish that off? Can you think of the other two states?
Virginia and Iowa.
Virginia is correct. Iowa is
not correct.
Is incorrect. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, we can't do this forever.
Hey, Jeremiah, I'm changing
good
the subject. You ever been to any of those ramp festivals there in Elkin? The ramp?
Nope.
Nope. But you've eaten some, though, right?
Not what? Really.
And you know how every region has its own food, like Owensboro, Kentucky, mutton and burgoo? They have ramp festivals.
What is
like
that?
Like a peach festival, yeah. Or strawberry. It's like a leek from the Old Testament, kind of like a wild onion. But they have all kinds of they have events like the ramp recipes and ramp festival there in Elkins, West Virginia. Isn't that interesting how different foods in different parts of the country?
Go ahead with your question.
I look at Elkins as like the home for the Mountain State Forest Festival.
Oh, there you go. Hey, what's your question for us, Jeremiah?
So, out of all the presidents, four were assassinated. List in chronological order the numbers that were the ones that were assassinated, from the first one to the last one.
All right, don't say anything, Jeremiah. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. If you go backwards, obviously it's JFK and then Lincoln, right? Or was there somebody between Lincoln and JFK that was assassinated?
I'm trying to think.
Do you know, JJ? Can you?
No, I know there's a couple of some of those that aren't household words in there, but I don't remember.
We don't know, Jeremiah. What are they? What's the answer besides the two I gave?
First one was Abraham Lincoln. Second one was James Garfield. Third one was William McKinley. And the last one was JFK.
Yeah. And, you know, security for the presidents, I mean, that increased over the for those reasons. A lot of, in the olden days, I'm talking about JFK and prior to, they would be exposed a lot.
Riding in a
walking down the street.
Convertible.
Back in the old days.
Shaking hands and, right.
Anyway, and if you think about it, the way that John Wilkes Booth was able to get access to Abraham Lincoln, that could never happen today. That should have never happened.
Right.
You know? So, anyway. Jeremiah, that's an excellent question.
Sure is.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you calling from West Virginia. And he made a good guess. I think he got six of the seven.
And in full disclosure, he's not a prophet or a bullfrog. I think we need to make
Nor
that.
Nor is he weeping right now.
Make
he's
that
very happy.
Clear.
He's a very happy guy there. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Go back to the phones here, Ed.
Okay. We're going to Michigan and Jim. I don't know if this is the same Jim we had before, but Jim, welcome to Trivia Friday, I think. Are you a different Jim?
No, it's a different Jim because I knew the answer to that. It was baseball.
Oh, wow.
So two Jims.
Two Jims from Michigan.
And one of them asked, and the other one knows the answer to.
Yeah.
But that's
right. I've got a lot of help for you guys. Any of you guys listening to Albert Mohler, you get their blog?
We're very familiar with Albert Mohler. Yeah, and he's, excellent Bible.
Would have helped you when you were dealing with the queen. What's the purpose of the queen in England?
The purpose of this queen.
He did that a few years ago.
What's the answer?
She's the head of state. So the president meets the queen, but when the prime minister comes over, it's the secretary of state that meets him.
Interesting.
Even today, that's true?
Yes. Only now we have a king.
Yeah, but okay. That's interesting.
Hey, so you want to answer one of our questions, Jim?
No, I still have more stuff to tell you, but anyway.
Okay, what else you want to tell us?
Well, I need to correct Tim about, I'm gonna take that kid's one that he just answered, and I'll give you the one that he missed. Kentucky.
All right, what name all seven?
Name the states that border Kentucky.
Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, Virginia, and Missouri.
There you go.
I don't think he said Tennessee, but he meant to.
Oh, and Tennessee at the bottom. I'm sorry.
And you were going to correct me? And I'm open to correction, Jim, but I just think karma came back to me, my friend. Listen, just the states that border Kentucky, as Jim just told us, Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, Virginia, Tennessee, Missouri, and Illinois. I don't know that any state, maybe Missouri has more.
Yeah, it's not
border.
It's not the most, but because
it's
seems like
close
one
though.
Other, that's right. It's way up there.
All right, Jim. What's your question
wait,
for
wait,
us?
Wait, did Jim know the answer to that without looking it up? Because isn't that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I did not look it up.
Yeah. So we'll.
I was a kid, but I didn't look it up.
Okay. All right, we'll send you a AFR stainless steel travel mug coming your way, there, brother.
You technically didn't get Tennessee. It's not going to have a handle on it. But don't don't right. take that.
But we're going to voluntarily send it to you anyway.
That's right.
So don't hang up when we're through. When we're through, Jim, don't hang up. We'll put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll send you the travel mug. Okay.
My question for JJ is that here's the deal. You guys love southern smoked turkey. We northerners would like smoked turkey, too. We just can't figure out how you get those turkeys to smoke those little cigarettes.
Oh, that's good. Hey, stay on the line, Jim, so we can get your address and send you that travel mug. Have a great weekend.
Did he correct me?
I don't know if he got around to it.
Yeah,
you might have been having trouble getting that log out of his eye before he pulled that splinter out of your eye.
All right, he did a great job, though.
Yes, you did, Jim. Two gems from Michigan on the same day. What are the chances of that happening?
Pretty great.
The odds of that. All right, Trivia Friday is on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions, guys, quickly.
All right. Only one of Jesus' disciples accompanied him all the way to the crucifixion. Which disciple was it? Second question, most people think the birthplace of the motion picture industry was in Hollywood, but it's actually in New Jersey. Mm. Is that true or false? And then what is the fastest bird on Earth? That's a multiple choice. Is it the golden eagle? Is it the spur-winged goose? Is it the peregrine falcon? Or is it the red-tailed hawk?
So if you give us the fastest bird on Venus, that's not what we're looking for.
No, we'll send you a travel mug.
And that spur on Venus. That spur-winged goose, I think it won the fastest car on the salt flats there in the Bonneville. All right, here's what I've got. First question, we're thinking of the book of Judges in the Bible. Who is Israel's last judge? Who was Israel's last judge? Second question, what river forms most of the border between the U.S. states Georgia and Alabama? Third question, true or false, a soccer ball was actually used in basketball until 1929. Is that true or false? A soccer ball was used in basketball until 1929.
All right, I got two questions left. One is, why did Elvis Presley not perform outside of the U.S. and Canada, even though he was world famous with his singing and such? Number two question is, what are the top three best-selling flowers in the U.S.? You go to buy flowers to put in your garden or your flower bed or out in your yard or whatever. What are the top three most popular flowers people are willing to pay for? That's what I'm looking for. All right?
All right, let's go to Texas, and Ronnie is on the line. Ronnie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Ronnie, where are you calling from?
On Alaska.
Where?
If you can spell Alaska and put on in the middle of it, I mean, at the beginning of it, then
I got you. On Alaska,
Texas. That's a town in Texas? On Alaska. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's on Earth.
Yes, sir. On Alaska. There's actually another one in Wisconsin.
Wow.
I looked it up.
That's interesting.
So that would have been a good trivia question. How many on Alaskas are there?
Right.
On Earth. In the U.S.
That's right. Well, maybe y'all can ask that one, later on.
Later, yeah.
But
we've already asked that, actually. We asked that about 3 weeks ago. I don't know if you heard that show or not.
I'm an avid deer hunter, and my son is an avid deer hunter. I want to say a shout out to my son Logan, who's one of the laziest guys I know.
But he can sure deer hunt.
He's probably bowed up right now like a Halloween cat. But yeah, but anyway, I have a friend that told me that his sister likes to hunt, and I said, where does she hunt? And he said, Alaska. And I said, well, never mind, I'll ask her myself.
There you go. Wow. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'm going to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The answer, the one about the last judge.
All right.
I think it's a bit of a trick question, because the last judge mentioned in the book of Judges is Samson, but the last judge actually, I believe, was Samuel.
The last judge was Samuel. The last judge and the first great prophet in Israel was Samuel, and you remember there with Hannah, and then he served with Eli the priest, but all through Judges, and then it says he was the last judge in Israel is Samuel.
Well done.
Thank you.
Way to go.
Great.
Way to go, Ronnie.
Hey, yes, and then yes. what's your question for us?
Well, last week y'all had a question about the guy that Fernando Tatis that hit the two Grand Slams in the same inning.
Yeah, that was my question.
Well, there was another. Okay, kudos to you then. Mm-hmm. There was another oddity involved in that, and what would be the name of the person that was involved in the oddity of that feat?
All right, well, hang on. Let's talk amongst ourselves here. I think it was the same pitcher. I think it was the same pitcher that gave up both of those. I don't remember the guy's name.
I thought it had something to do with the hot dog vendor in the stands, because it was one of those things where all these different planets align. The guy got two grand slams in one inning. Mm-hmm. The guy had just a real fiasco tossing those hot dogs to everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens. 17, it happens. 18.
It's rare.
No, we don't know the answer. What is the answer? I'm going to say something.
I think it was the same pitcher. I think it was the same pitcher.
Well, you were right, but it was Peanuts. No, it was the same pitcher.
The same pitcher.
What was the pitcher's name?
Chan Ho Park.
Yeah, okay. And the only reason I know that is because after the show, at lunch, I watched it. I went to YouTube and found the video of it.
That's the only reason. Okay.
And then I saw the pictures, the same guy, and I thought, man, that's a bad day.
Hey.
That'll shoot your ERA up.
Yeah, it sure will. Because he went through the whole lineup again.
It must have been a mop-up duty, and they just said, let him take the beating, because we're not using it. We're not going to use any more pitchers on a game we've lost anyway.
Yeah.
It's kind of like life.
Yes.
So Ronnie, because we carry on with so much nonsense, you're going to think I'm making this up. This is the honest truth. So the pitcher that threw the very last home run that Babe Ruth hit, the pitcher – his daughter, Tim, Ed, and I have gone to church with his daughter for years and years. His name was, I think it was Guy Bush. But you know who I'm talking about, who...
You have said this before.
Yeah.
And
recently passed away, but it was her dad.
It was Gail Patterson.
Gail Patterson's father, I think it was, first name was Guy, but it was Bush. He was the pitcher that threw the pitch when Babe Ruth hit his very last home run. And here we have known his daughter and went to church with her for decades.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
All right. That's it, right?
Yeah, Ronnie's thank gone. You. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Fun guy.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, he was interesting.
All right, we go to Louisiana, and Jackie is on the line. Jackie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Hi, Jackie. Ask, answer, but where do you live in Louisiana, real quick, if you would?
A small town called Marthaville.
Okay. Is that near Baton Rouge or where?
No, sir. It's North Louisiana, south of Shreveport.
Shreveport. Okay. Gotcha. Well, ask, answer, or both?
I'd like to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
The one about Elvis.
Here we go.
Thank you very much for wanting to answer.
Oh, awesome.
All right. Here we go. Why did Elvis Presley not perform outside the U.S. or Canada? In all his career, he went to Canada, I think, for one or two concerts. But other than that, he stayed in the U.S., which is unusual because he was
world famous.
Why was that, Jackie?
I believe it was because his manager couldn't get a passport.
Yes, Colonel Tom Parker was not a U.S. citizen.
Isn't that amazing? Hey!
Whoa, wait
wow.
a second.
There we go. What I'm talking about, you just won yourself an AFR stainless steel travel mug. So can you hang around for 5 minutes, Jackie? We got to take a break.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you do that. Yes, and you let that soak in.
Yeah. Jackie, while you're eating boudin, you could be drinking sweet tea out of this travel mug.
That's right.
Awesome.
So we're going to send this to you. We'll get your address. But hold on, because I know you have a question for us. When we get back from this short break, Jackie, we'll come back to you, okay? All right. We'll be back momentarily after the news here with happen hour, roughly, more edumacation here on Trivia Friday.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.